Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerd Crew. I'm Jay, and I'm the kind of guy that's really into obscure art house and horror films, but Lord knows that doesn't get clicks.
And I'm Mike, and I gave up a very important and fulfilling job as an end-of-life grief counselor so that I could speculate about pointless blockbusters on the internet, on a fake TV show. But Lord knows, this pays a whole lot more. Thanks, Disney! I'm a celebrity.
And I'm Rich Evans. Famously, I am the first person to have been diagnosed with type 13 diabetes.
Oh, wow. Type 13 diabetes. I didn't know it went up so high.
Oh, for me it does. If I even look at sugar, I go right into a diabetic coma. Okay, and today's sponsor is Coca-Cola. Enjoy the taste.
Should he be doing that?
I don't know. The refreshment.
Now, is that normal after drinking Coca-Cola? Well, everyone, today is the day we've been waiting for since the last day we've been waiting for, the official teaser trailer for the Han Solo standalone film Solo, A Star Wars Story, has finally dropped.
Woo! What?
Han Solo in the house.
That's my line.
That's right. Now, the trailer dropped today. And I have a pretty good feeling that we are going to be the first on the internet to give our exclusive trailer reactions.
I have a very good feeling about that too, Jay.
Oh, who's that? Who is this character?
I think it's Han Solo.
Oh, that's Han Solo.
Oh, there's his blaster.
Oh, yeah, that's his blaster.
Yeah. He's definitely Han Solo.
His famous blaster.
We get to see him.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. It's gonna
wow.
Be great.
We get to see Han Solo.
Lucasfilm logo.
Gotta clap for the Lucasfilm logo.
Gotta clap for it.
Okay, oh wait, oh.
We're gonna see some vistas.
Oh, you know what? That's the Spice Mines of Kessel.
I think you're right.
I see the plumes of smoke.
Yeah.
Wow,
oh, that looks so good.
It's breathtaking. Literally breathtaking.
All these locations.
Wow.
So my first reaction to seeing this trailer is, wow.
So wow.
First of all, let me say, after watching this trailer, I could think of two words that come to mind. The first one starts with V. The second one starts with C. Voikug. Which is, of course, Swedish for I'm very excited about the release of this film.
Very cool.
Okay, well, here we are. It's February. And, you know, the movie, it's only coming out in like 3 months, and everyone's like, where is this trailer?
Where's the trailer? Where's the trailer?
A lot of worries about this film with all the rumored, you know, production troubles, but, you know, I gotta say, everything was unfounded. They hit it out of the park.
Well, you know, we always get, once these films come out on Blu-ray or digital platforms, we always get behind-the-scenes featurettes. And those have shown in the past that there is absolutely no problems with the production of these films.
Right.
So I'm sure when the Han Solo Blu-ray comes out, we will see how smooth the entire production was.
Yeah. Another one of these lies was the fact that Lord and Miller, the two guys who created the Lego movie and a bunch of other stuff, they were assigned to direct this film, and they essentially made it into a joke. And they shit all over it, and then they got fired, and they had to reshoot 90% of the film by bringing in Hollywood hack Ron Howard as basically a yes man to reshoot the film as written by Lawrence Kasdan. And let me just say, I'm glad they did, because what I saw today in this trailer amazed me.
Well, you know, they said that Alden Ehrenreich needed acting lessons. Well, what I really appreciated about this trailer is that it feels new, but familiar.
That's true, Jay.
It feels different, but the same.
It's that thing you know, but it's like you're seeing it for the first time.
It's giving me goosebumps.
I like Star Wars.
I like walkers, AT-ATs.
I thought you meant like a walker, because you need help getting around because of your type 13 diabetes.
That's very hurtful, but it's true.
Wait, who's this?
Oh, my God.
It's Jabba the Hutt!
It's Jabba the Hutt!
Oh, it's going to be in the film. Oh, my God.
All right, so can we talk about Jabba?
Oh, Jabba the Hutt shows up in this trailer. I was not expecting that.
No, that was a complete surprise. You know, when Rogue One came out, a lot of people made a big deal about the Grand Moff Tarkin CGI. I thought it looked fantastic. Some people weren't so sure about it.
It was so lifelike.
So lifelike, but the CGI model of Jabba looks just like the real Jabba.
That's right, Rich.
They have really upped their game since the special editions. Do you remember that? I mean, Jabba looked like he looked like a smear on my windshield.
It looked great for the time.
It looked great for the time. Yeah, that's right. We got to retcon that statement. It looked great for the time, everybody.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, for the sake of comparison, let's do a side-by-side right now. On the right hand of the screen, you're going to see the Jabba from Return of the Jedi. On the left half of the screen, look, here's the Jabba from the Han Solo trailer. You can't tell the difference.
Wow, yeah, it looks so much like the original puppet from Return of the Jedi. Did you know that the real Jabba, the puppet, cost $700,000 to make? The CGI for this, $700 million. That is just a really smart financial decision, if you ask me.
Worth every penny.
I have no idea how Kathleen Kennedy is still employed. I mean, she's doing a great job.
Well, going along with that, I do think it's a very bold decision to essentially reshoot your entire multi-million-dollar film.
That shows how much confidence they had.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Rich.
You'd think normally investing hundreds of millions of dollars into something, then scrapping it and starting over, you think heads would roll on a corporate level. But no, it's just...
It's another day at the office for Disney and Lucasfilm,
it's
right?
Just another day at the office. And you know what? I'm okay with that. That just means more Star Wars.
Well, they're perfectionists. They're just trying to get it absolutely perfect. So when they release it to the general audience, we can go see it and forget about it in a week.
That's a really interesting point, Jay, about perfectionism. George Lucas once said, a film is never really done. It's always being made. And he's right. When they were 99% done with the Han Solo movie, it wasn't really done, so they started over. So really, they're adhering to the spirit of George Lucas, who, of course, created Star Wars. And that makes me very happy. And I think we need to give George Lucas a round of applause for that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
To starting over.
I can't thank him enough for the CGI rocks in front of R2-D2 in A New Hope.
It made so much sense because I really thought, how the fuck can they not see that droid?
Boba Fett!
I see Boba Fett! Oh, all the villains are back, boys!
I can't believe we're getting Jabba and Boba Fett.
This is gonna be so fucking amazing. So many things I've seen before.
Oh, man.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, walkers.
Now, I have to say, the biggest surprise from this trailer is something that I absolutely was not expecting from the film, which is an appearance by Boba Fett. Very cool.
Very cool.
Oh, that's the casino planet.
Oh, the Last Jedi.
Casino bite. Remember, he wins the Falcon in a bet.
I bet that's where he wins the Falcon.
Do you think we're going to see the Falcon in this?
Well, we should really talk about what this entire trailer leads up to. The most exciting moment in any trailer I've ever seen since the last Star Wars film, which is Han meeting Chewie.
Yes.
Wow.
We know they're going to have so many adventures. And so that's why I got goosebumps. And also because I have AIDS.
Oh my God, Han Solo met Chewbacca.
Oh wow,
that's
the first meeting.
Wait, look at the ships.
Ships are flying.
But then it cuts to the ending, and
we need to talk about the end of this trailer.
If you want to talk about chills, I mean, I'm in Siberia in the winter.
That's the Falcon. They put the Falcon in the movie.
This is the Kessel Run.
I've seen the Kessel Run.
Oh my God, the Kessel Run. Amazing. Holy shit, they did it.
The Falcon looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Oh my God.
You go, Ron Howard. You go.
We see light speed and we see ships flying. And I know this is the Kessel Run because at last we see the Falcon and it flies by. And then we get the title.
Mike, are you going to be okay? Are you going to be all right? What has this trailer done to you? I know it was scientifically engineered to have maximum impact. We all applauded. I applauded.
I clapped three times.
I knew at that moment that we were going to see the Kessel Run, which was a throwaway line ad-libbed by Harrison Ford in 1977. But I know we were finally going to see the Kessel Run, and that's something literally I've been waiting my whole life to see.
You know, I was expecting it. It seems like the most obvious thing they would put in this film, but that's what makes it so comfortable.
Well, you know, The Last Jedi subverted people's expectations, and nobody liked it.
Let's talk about the title.
They're so confident in this film that for the Chinese market, they've changed the title so it has no connection to Star Wars.
They changed the title to Ranger Solo. I think they're doing everything they can to have the Chinese audience really enjoy these films. And what they really should just show is a screen.
You have to admire Kathleen Kennedy and Disney and Lucasfilm for doing their best to just completely trick everyone in China into seeing the film. Just trick them.
That's really the best way to sell your product.
Absolutely.
Is with a trick. It worked well for the Snuggie.
Look out, Apollo 13! There's a new Ron Howard space movie in the house!
Apollo 13's a big pile of shit compared to this movie.
Well, needless to say, I think we're all very excited to see this new Han Solo film.
Oh, yes.
Jay, have you purchased your tickets yet?
You know, I haven't purchased my tickets yet because even though the film comes out in just, you know, 3 months or so, they're not available yet.
Really?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if they have so little confidence in the film that they'll just release it direct to Netflix or something. I mean, it worked out well for Bright.
Yeah, that makes sense, but I wouldn't imagine they would... What? Rich, no! No!
Oh, no, Rich, no! No, no! No!
Don't drink the Coke! No! Jay, are you looking forward to Infinity War?
I cannot wait to see Thanos on the big screen.
On so many Marvel characters in one film, I am so excited for that.
Absolutely, absolutely.